Hello, my name is Thea. You have reached the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. If you're having a medical emergency, please hang up and call 911. Are you calling to find a testing site near you?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am. How are you doing this morning?
Not feeling good. Been having headaches for the last 2 or 3 days. It won't go away. Running a slight temperature, or I was when I checked it. Throat's sore and have a dry cough.
Yes, ma'am. Ma'am?
Are those symptoms of COVID?
You're asking? I can look those up. Give me 1 second.
I can't hear you.
Give me 1 second. I'm sorry.
That's all right.
Can you hear me? Hello?
Yes, ma'am. I can hear you.
Okay. So I got for symptoms, fever, chills, cough, shortness of breath, difficulty breathing, fatigue, muscle or body aches, headache, a loss of taste or smell, sore throat. I got congestion or runny nose, nausea or vomiting, and diarrhea.
Well, I've had probably 2 or 3 of those. I mean, I was throwing up the night before last.
Do you want me to refer you to some testing sites to see if you have COVID?
Yes, ma'am. I'd like to be tested.
Yes, ma'am. What is your county? Excuse me.
I'm in Hale County.
H-A-L-E?
In Akron.
Say again, ma'am.
I'm in Akron in Hale County. We're very rural.
H-A-L-E, Hale County. Okay. I see 2 locations in Hale County, being the Hale County Health Department and the Hale County Hospital.
Okay, yeah. I guess I'll drive into Tuscaloosa County.
You want me to give you some locations for Tuscaloosa County?
Well, I know that one of the clinics there does the testing. Taylorville Clinic.
The Alabama Family Care Clinic, the American Family Care, I meant.
American Family Care Clinic.
I see that location.
Yeah, and that may be it.
I see American Family Care. I see a Cahaba Medical Care on Tuscaloosa Avenue, a Regional Medical Center.
Where?
The Regional Medical Center on University Boulevard. It's a drive up.
And what's the name of it? It doesn't matter. I'm going to go to the American.
You sure?
Yeah, because I know where they are.
Yes, ma'am.
And I don't want to get lost.
Yes, ma'am. Okay, well, if there's anything else I can do for you to help?
No. When were they? I'm 65. And I don't know if you can answer this or not. I have medical issues. I am a diabetic. I have COPD stage 3. I am depressed. I have depression and severe anxiety. So when are they going to let people like me get the shot?
I'm not entirely sure. They haven't disclosed that information to us. However, some counties might be following different guidelines or protocols as to when or how soon they're getting other people in the door, but I wouldn't have that information. I'm not entirely sure. You will have to reach out to your nearest healthcare provider or just ask around.
Did you
Hello?
See with this new version that's come out?
Say again, ma'am.
Ma'am?
What were you saying? The phone was going in and out?
It's even scarier with this new mutated version that's out.
Yes, ma'am. Yeah. And then we got that on the news. They were saying it's a vaccination shortage. So it's like, well, we're pre-registering. So how soon are we going to even know that, you know, they're going to even be able to get you in the door to get vaccinated, you know?
Yeah, my brother is 5 years younger than me, and he has, he's on breathing machines several times a day. Plus, has, he's had cancer. I've had cancer several times. But you're doing well. Cancer's okay. But his wife called and got him an appointment in February. That's in Mississippi. In February, but they have to travel to Hattiesburg, Mississippi, and they live in Jackson. And then her mother is in her 80s, and she has to go to Natchez, Mississippi, to get her shot.
Yes, ma'am.
It's crazy.
It's a lot, yes, ma'am, and I'm so sorry for this jumble of confusion, and I just hope that everything eventually gets organized and handled accordingly so we can all go back to some form at least of normalcy. And all I can do is just ask for you to be a little patient with us, okay? And we'll try to get you.
I had a doctor.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't see him well, so I tried to call him and find out what to do. Mm-hmm. Call that office. And I never got to talk to anybody.
Yes, ma'am.
So I finally just gave up. I guess he'll find somebody will tell him someday, I guess, why I didn't show up. But anyway, I'm going to go and get tested.
Yes, ma'am. And, well, I want to thank you for calling the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. And you be safe, okay? Have a good one.
Okay, thank you.
No problem. Bye.
Bye-bye.